when you when you're ready, just come in.
What?
We're going to start recording. When you put it in the oven, just come right in. That's what she says.
Okay. Dame la puerta.
Okay. Ready?
What are we talking about?
I don't know either.
Well, just the gaming news right now.
Well, are we?
Yeah.
You know, I don't pay attention to this stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody. This is Cat the Cat from Cat the Cats and the Knight Rider, and I'm here with me with Omega Kai and Chewy. And just to let you know, Knight Rider will be coming in a little bit shortly. He is occupied right now at the moment. So, let's get to the show. All right, so gaming. This week, there is a lot of interesting news that's coming out from gaming this week. Most importantly, what's going on with Activision Blizzard this entire week. With their coming out reports of saying that they've been making a profit this year, they went up 1.7 to 8 billion, and yet they had to let go 800 people. And not only that, too, but they are being sued by WWE Hall of Fame legend Booker T.
Amongst the plaintiff.
Yes.
What?
Oh, you never heard of that one?
No. Hmm. Okay, I know about the layoffs, but I didn't know Booker T was suing them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's news to me.
You let me explain that one?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, you remember during the WCW days when Booker T started doing comic book series?
I
kind of vaguely remember?
No.
Okay, he created this character for his comic book series, which is called G.I. Bro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I heard about
that. Yeah. Okay, and apparently, one of the games from,
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty?
Yeah.
It was a character who exactly looks like G.I. Bro. His muscle, even the veins on the arms were similar to that of Booker T's.
Even the dreadlocks.
Yeah, because Booker T created G.I. Bro all himself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So, that was more like a image usage or
copyright.
Yeah, IP usage, you know. Mm-hmm. It pretty much it's not even a rip off, a copy. It's with a different shirt, I think. A slack jacket or something is different.
So yeah. And a different
pretty much.
Different clothing and also different cover art and attire. But it's still the same. It's 100% the same. And this isn't the first time that Activision Blizzard got sued for copyright infringement and other things like that. Back in 2014, they were sued by Noriega.
Manuel Noriega?
Yes.
The drug lord?
Yes.
From Panama?
Yes.
Supposed Buddhist?
Yes.
Okay. Nice guy.
Okay.
According to his friends?
Yes,
according to his friends. Who are alive.
Let that sink in.
Yeah, so the question is to you guys, what do you think is going on with Activision Blizzard with this whole week of making money, but yet laying off all these people and with Booker T?
It's, well for one thing, they got plenty of money, so I guess they can afford. Oh,
don't mind that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, so they can actually afford the lawsuits since they make money.
That's a good point. Leverage.
Yeah. So, but all the layoffs that could be. Well, this is just me. Just throw this out in the air. So do not quote me on that or take it with a grain of salt. All those layoffs, they could all just gather themselves together and make their own company.
Hmm.
Oh, kind of like with SNK and Capcom.
Yeah.
However, there's been also like some of the indies. This is something that I read.
Mm-hmm.
I read that like the indies themselves were posting wanted jobs for the people that were laid off. Because, hey, we're looking for this.
Yeah.
Because there was a massive layout, so you know there's gonna be like one for whatever job quality they're looking for. So hey, heard you get laid off. That just happened to an opening. So if you wanna take it, go ahead.
Oh, it's kind of like Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm really into wrestling. The ECW days. Mm-hmm. I heard you got fired, Steve. How you want to talk about it on ECW? Look what happened.
So this could be a, like I say, this could be a double-edged sword. It's awful, but mm-hmm. yet this could be opening new opportunities for them. And like I said, they might, the people that know each other very well and they're good at their job, they can probably make their own company.
Yeah. What about you, Omega Kai?
Well, speaking with double-edged sword, I guess the motif was, you losing valuable assets as employee, and creating your own competition. I guess that'd be the double-edged sword.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and I really don't care, to be honest. I'm not a fan of Activision anyway, or Blizzard. But I think the reason why they're laying people off is to show profit in the next fiscal year. That way you can explain to the shareholders that we made profit. But the means of making profit is due to layoffs. In this case, they're cutting costs.
Right.
At the same time, they're being sued by investors way prior for this. This is just the recent lawsuit.
Right.
You know, the stuff, they pretty much lied to their investors about owning Bungie still, that case.
Yeah.
And at that time, they didn't let people know that Bungie was leaving or being getting rid of or being axed.
Yeah.
So investor would lied. Oh, no, we still have them. We're like, no, you don't. We're suing you now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just a... For publicity, I guess they want to show that they made profit,
right?
And the GI Bro thing, maybe it's coincidence. I doubt it, but
yeah.
Also, it's Activision. They're being spread too thin right now. We need to either, like he said, you know, itemize them where Blizzard is its own entity under the umbrella of Activision, and Activision, they have great software. Like Spider-Man just came out.
Right.
Yeah, but
that wasn't them.
I know. When they had Spider-Man, correction, it was a horrible game. Now people could buy them now, thinking it's the same game. Not a lawsuit ensues. Get the Spider-Man collection, Activision, because the last Spider-Man was great. But wait a minute, what did you make the last Spider-Man? Yeah, that's shtick.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they just want to be on paper as they're in the black.
Which is
a horrible way of doing it, though.
Yeah, it is. It's too shady.
But on the light side, these people got future jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, the thing is, what I've heard and what I've read up so far is that the reason why a lot of these people were laid off is because they lost Bungie. Because... a lot of these companies, when Bungie didn't want to support Destiny 2 because they wanted to do another game, they asked internal support from other studios that Activision swallowed up on its road of gaming dominance a la EA.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those companies that they did swallow up, really great companies. They made a lot of really good games before Activision took them over, and now they're just jobbed out. They're just being jobbers to just supporting games. That's it. No more, no less.
Yeah. We're growing too fast. Too much to handle.
I think they want to try to emulate EA, but they don't have the backing or the manpower like EA.
Okay.
But they're on that same road of being one of the most hated gaming companies right now.
They're on the same road as being Midway, right? Pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Own too much and too spread out. And
yep.
Nobody know what other people is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like AT&T versus Worldwide Telecom.
Yeah.
Or MCI. Mm-hmm. I'm dating myself. Yeah, in that case. It's just playing, what's the word? Hide the true issue to the shareholders.
Yeah.
Firing a lot of people. Yeah, of course you're going to make profit because you're cutting costs.
Mm-hmm.
It will show profit.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So at the same time, they're being sued by all these fronts.
Mm-hmm.
Including the strongest of all, Booker T.
Yes.
You know, we want to mess with Booker.
Yep.
Yeah.
We don't want to see King Booker coming out of retirement just to prove a point.
But her Queen Chomel is more peaceful and more kind-hearted than King Booker.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. She might be merciful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, Other gaming news. Earlier this week, NetherRealm came out with the reveal of Jade.
Oh my god.
What did you guys think of the trailer and her, and gameplay and everything?
I could do a breakdown analysis, but I'd be here forever.
Yeah.
Your opinion first.
Oh my gosh, that's the way they keep some of her original stuff, like the I like to call it
the Green Flash?
no, that one, it was the, like, transparent purple.
Yeah, that's the Green Flash.
Yeah.
Or the Flash.
Mm-hmm. That's what they call it?
Well, that's what I call it. It's the invincibility.
Yeah.
This thing. It's the Green Flash or the Purple Flash. X version would be the purple.
Yeah, that and they did a comment about how the, they call it the sweep, the double sweep.
Yeah. The staff sweep.
Yeah, the kick and staff sweep. That, mm-hmm. Like, not many people have that, literally. Yeah,
besides Billy Kane.
Yeah. That's another franchise.
Yeah. He does the same thing, but he does it from going forward instead of doing a sweep backwards.
And he does a 180.
And the protection on the projectile with the staff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
cool. The return projectile, deflect.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's new.
Yeah, that's new. So, all right, so for Omega Kai, I know you were Jane Mage.
Jade Maid. I am Jade Maid. Yes. Yeah. I'm solid Jade, baby.
You call him Jade Mage?
Yeah.
I'm also the mage of the Jades. You know, I do incantation spells.
Cool. Yeah.
I also do parties. Bachelors, you know, mainly. Mixing hard as Jade. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So.
I used to main Jade, yes.
Yes, in 9. And I'll admit to everybody right here, you kicked my ass really bad.
Oh, yeah. On a side note, I did beat the tournament.
Yes.
I won an MK tournament.
Yes.
My grand finals was you.
Yeah.
and I used Jade.
The ball.
Pick Jade.
Just, well, you lost. You didn't drop the ball. You just lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. No, I did drop the ball in trying to come back. And then I think, wasn't I sub-zero?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to do a slide and I honestly like froze and I was like, oh my God, I forgot how to do his slide. And then he just came back and just dominated.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because Jay was the weakest character in MK9, supposedly.
Yes.
On the tier list, she's last. Dead last.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to be my favorite, so.
Yeah. So, seeing her return, what did you like? What didn't you like? And can you compare her?
Okay, comparatively to 9, she's plus on a lot of stuff. I mean, plus on block, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, so overall, her see, the thing is with her is those variations they differ a lot. There's the, you know, the staff variation, keep away, mid range.
Yep.
And then there's her arsenal is different now. The boomerang is more kind of like a la Nightwing.
Yes.
A lot of set up the boomerang or the glaive.
Mm-hmm.
It does a spinning loop before it actually goes to a full projectile.
Right.
And then that's pretty much like Nightwing?
Mm-hmm.
Nightwing and, you know, Robin
esque
setup. From Injustice 2, and her projectile isn't as straightforward,
right?
But her X version does, you know, double damage or boomerang.
Mm-hmm.
And then her the teleport kick, she has a teleporting ability now.
Yeah,
kind of which ability is now?
Yeah, it's kind of like the front kick and then she goes behind you, kind of like Scorpion.
Yeah,
and hits
okay,
you down,
okay.
And knocks you down, and then she has another variation of the classic one, just two full forward corner push.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I noticed about Jade in particular. Well, mainly her in particular, but everybody also, is that each player has a main, you know, type of mode where either the strategy is to be mid-range,
mm-hmm.
zoning, or whatever, close-up combo.
Yeah.
With almost every character, there's always the antithesis
mm-hmm.
of that. Jade is a mid-range keep-away guy.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you have that one where he makes her the zoner.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've seen this one where she does the glaive in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Or the double glaive,
mm-hmm.
or the one that pushes you into the corner.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Kind of like a Sub-Zero. Keep away character. Time
mm-hmm.
running out.
Uh-huh.
Then suddenly you had that one where it's aggressive. I'll rush in, do some mad-ass combo.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Sonya. Like traps and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The other opposite is keep away with the little robot.
Right.
So it's almost... It's like they want to emphasize gameplay of each character.
Uh-huh. At
the same time, make them have the opposite as a choice option, a variation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jade looks like a powerhouse. If you want to play keep away, milk the clock,
mm-hmm.
or you want to corner whore him, in layman's term.
Okay. And also, here's a funny fact that they said during the reveal of Jade.
Selena Vega tweeted? No. That too? Okay.
She made a good game.
Oh, she did. She was so happy, I heard.
Oh, yeah, she was. Yeah. She's the only character that has a run command.
Oh, yeah, a run command.
Yeah, that's it. No one else has a run command.
So far, yeah. Besides Cabal.
Oh, Cabal's different. Part of his kit.
Yeah. He could run. Technically, he is a run command.
Right.
And it's just also an attack.
Yeah.
You can cancel it out during the variation.
Yeah.
But hers is just purposely for a run.
Yeah.
I happen to bring Cabal back. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I think she's the only one that's going to have a run button or run command a la Ultimate NK3.
I was thinking more like, Garrus has a run grab.
Yeah, but that's more of a running grab thing.
Like, I mean, yeah, it's variations of a run. Mm-hmm. Hers is just straight out run cancel.
Yeah, kind of like 10, oh, pretty much.
You saw the you saw on the stage, Goro.
Oh yeah, in the background.
Yeah.
The Conan thing.
Uh-huh. I was like, oh, there you are.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. King Goro.
King Goro and his mobile fighting shit. Like, yeah, you're coming back, aren't you?
Yeah. Hopefully. Just keep reviving him with some liquid of life from Lactrosage from, I don't know, I'm just making up stuff.
Or Shen Tsung would just get his soul back, I don't know.
Well, it's also the timeline thing.
Yeah.
The costumes. Mm-hmm. If you notice, it was a Revenant Jade.
Yeah.
And non-Revenant Jade, so the timeline still play with.
If it is a time thing, then a lot of them are gonna come back then.
Well, yeah. That's how they're bypassing it.
Mocha.
Yeah.
Meat.
All of them, all of them are alive somewhere.
Yeah. I wanna see the moveset.
And also, the intro. She spoke of one of the timelines, supposedly, where Kitana was the lord of the outworld.
Yeah.
Was, you know, the Kitana Khan.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so they guess they're doing multiple timelines. This one's from this timeline where Kitana's is in charge.
The other
one, the other one was Jade's dead.
So,
and this one, he met Baraka, like, oh, in my timeline, you're dead. And then something like that.
So they're gonna be like multiple universes now?
Yeah. It's DC pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So how many do you think they're gonna be in the storyline? You think? I'm thinking three right now.
I'm going by leadership. Shao Kahn's in one of them, so that's one. Kitana's in one of them. That's a king of queen of outworld. And then one's Koto Khan, the weakest one. Because he's in the game too.
Mm.
So that's three universes already. And and then which one Brock is alive in that one. Mm. Except for the one in Koto, because.
Mm.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Okay, so we're going 3x3. Close. How many you think there are?
Probably infinite, according to DC Comics.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, probably in the comics, yes, I can see that. But in the game.
In the game, I'll say four.
Four, five. Yeah. That's pretty.
Yeah, four or five. Because they brought back Devorah.
Yeah.
Devorah died in 10.
Mm-hmm. And also, Liu Kang. It was King of the Nether Realm. You know what's funny?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody actually questioned the fact that the last MK Liu Kang was King of the Nether Realm.
No, I know that, but like, wait, who killed the boar again?
Oh, I think it was with the Sonya thing.
No, I think it was Melina.
The boar killed Melina.
Yeah.
The boar didn't die.
Yeah.
No, I think the boar did die.
See, she got the amulet. She gave it to Quan Chi. That's what I remember.
Yeah. Oh, and just to let you know, everyone know, Knight Rider's here.
And the Knight Rider. Hooray! Yay.
Okay, now back to the conversation.
Yeah, the war didn't die.
I think she did die.
I thought she did, because she tossed the amulet to Quan Chi, and Quan Chi died.
No, Quan Chi died. The war, I think she only got hurt.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Either or, it's one of those things where it's like everybody in the timeline might be alive or dead.
Mm-hmm.
And like one of the timeline was Liu Kang. Was in the Shaolin Monks one where he became good, or versus became the King of the Nether Realms.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, but nobody questioned the fact that the previous MK game, was it the right timeline? It could have been a different timeline completely from 9.
Right, true.
Yeah, where after 9, something else happened where Kitana became Khan.
Yeah, plus, I don't know, but it's just me because there's too much time. I'm thinking, when you say like a...
9 is a cutoff point though.
Like looking at a different time, I was thinking of seeing him, just him in the black pants.
Yeah,
That's before he became like the Shaolin uniform and everything. I'm thinking more common one.
Okay,
That's one thing that I'm thinking. Okay, that's the original.
Yeah, with the white tennis shoes and black pants.
And
then the red stripes came in MK3 and MK2.
Mm-hmm.
But
because if the reason messed up by MK3, like, okay, what about 1?
No, you probably go that. But 9 is the cutoff point, pretty much, because that's when Raiden decided to mess with time. That's when I think they already emphasized that when Raiden decided to screw with time.
Yeah, that would have been.
Yeah.
She could try and reverse that and then bring back.
So everything between that before the death.
I'm thinking that they're gonna put that in the comics just to.
Yeah.
Just to, you know,
pro. Kamidogu stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're gonna do a lot of explaining.
I think Rico should come back then.
I just wanna see those two that no one cares about, me and Kumokap.
I think Meat was in the cameo in MKX.
That was
supposedly.
That was supposedly. They didn't say it was there. Yeah.
And Mocap's already been there.
Yeah. He's everybody.
Yeah. No, he's Johnny Cage's silhouette glow in one of his it's not double.
Yeah. Okay.
That's supposed to be the Mocap jumping in.
Yeah.
And doing it.
Yeah. Okay. Another thing too that happened in gaming is Evil Japan 2019 just finished technically yesterday, because it was Sunday over there. What did you guys think of it? Did you like it? Did you not like it?
You want my opinion. You know that.
No.
What do people want to hear?
What? I boycotted pretty much, so.
Okay, why did you boycott it?
I mean, I still watch King of Fighters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's no, because you know how Bandai exclusively limit their Dragon Ball Z to only their tournaments?
Yeah.
So, while Dragon Ball Z is not really Evil Japan.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, we got King of Fighters. I understand it's great. You know, has long lineage. Yeah. So the Street Fighter, Tekken, but the game of the hour, the game of the that's truly so Japanese, so very very Japanese, iconically Japanese. It's not in it. They couldn't find a way to work it out where the if as long as Dragon Ball Z is not there, it's I'm considered the Evil Japan. It's more like a side tournament.
Yeah,
minus Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z Fighters, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is a great game, though.
Yeah,
especially when they keep coming up with the more characters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, oh man, I'm trying to download the rest now. Yeah. What was next?
Yeah.
I honestly thought it was over, but then they came out with you're putting Jiren.
Yeah, Jiren's good.
And they and they put Videl twice. I don't know.
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny. Her husband, what's his name?
Gohan.
No, the superhero one. Saiyan Man.
Yeah,
Saiyan Man.
Yeah, Super Saiyan Man. I'm thinking he's going to be his own character, kind of like Android 17 was to Android 16. Because when she does a move, he comes out and help her.
That's pretty much how they made him.
Yeah.
So, that's like a prelude. I'm thinking Super Saiyan Man is going to be next. Yeah. You'd be surprised.
Oh, I would love to see Mr. Satan in.
Dude,
yeah.
Hercules in America, by the way.
With his jetpack.
Yeah. And you carry a punching bag or something.
Yeah. And if see someone win a tournament with Mr. Satan,
oh, man.
I'll be good.
Yeah, it's pretty much like the Dan from Street Fighter.
No.
You can't compare Satan with Dan.
It's over.
So he's worse?
Okay. No.
It's over when Mr. Popo comes in and enters tournaments. With Gregory. Yeah. Once somebody beat the game with Gregory, wins Evil with Gregory, it's over. Best fighting game ever.
I want to see Mr. Popo fight.
I don't know. Gregory might have a better chance. Mr. Popo's there just for angering people in America.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't say that until the point out all that. Like, no, man.
It's like Jinx from Pokemon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. But like,
what you guys were thinking of? Well, okay, when Jachiropi comes in, I'm going to think it's going to be there.
It's Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but still, you got to be care to the audience that might be offensive. That's why the Elimination Chamber in Germany... Well, let's go back to wrestling. I don't know why. The Elimination Chamber in Germany isn't called Elimination Chamber because that's also the gas chamber where they kill all the Jews during the Holocaust.
Yep.
Oh.
So it's called No Escape over there.
Which actually, I like that.
Yeah, which is way better. Actually, yeah, that kind of sensitivity.
Yeah. Cultural sensitivity.
Or No Way Out.
Yeah. Nah.
No Way Out is... No Way Out is still around. They just need to bring it back again. It's one of those...
But with a better car and better matches or whatever.
Best car ever was Stone Cold.
Anything with Stone Cold.
Your opinion on gaming, man?
Wait, going Evil.
Also besides Tekken and all that, there was also Guilty Gear. No, Skullgirls was one of the few games that was a side tournament, and there was a huge... They dropped the ball on it, because they didn't know that Skullgirls was huge in Japan.
Yeah.
And when they made a side tournament, it was basically like KOF 98. Hundreds of people, hundreds of thousands of people wanted to go in that tournament. And yeah. they only had like a couple thousand.
The problem with having an exclusive in one country, you assume the other country doesn't get you because it's from America.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out they're gamers too. They like games regardless.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, no, it's an American game. They're not going to be into it. Oh. It's like a Mortal Kombat tournament in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Unless, turns out there's a cult following of two to 20,000 people playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, something
and,
like that.
Yeah, and Skullgirls, yeah, Skullgirls had a big side tournament. And the people who were running Evil Japan, they were like, crap. If Skullgirls is still popular till next year, which it still is, they said that they might put it into one of the mains.
Is there any cameo from High Score Girl? With other people
there? Oh, okay. Apparently, they were doing a contest in Evo in Japan, and also for international people who were watching it, since they couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
They teamed up with Hori to give away a one-of-a-kind...
My Hori?
Uh-huh. Hori arcade stick for the home consoles. And they only made 20 in the world. 10 for the tournament.
And 10 outside.
And 10 to give away to outside. And it was the latest Hori stick.
Was it based off the PC Engine design?
No, they actually based it off on... No, they actually based it off on the...
TurboGrafx 16?
Yeah.
Okay, the American PC Engine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, they based it off on the PC Engine. And it was also sponsored by, Cup of Noodles.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw the sponsorship.
Yeah,
yeah. But also, too, I don't know if this is true or not.
Stereotypes.
But they actually also showed the last three episodes of High Score Girl there.
I'm gonna see that because I heard there's so many references of video games and stuff. So, I'm going to...
That show was an homage to our childhood. That's pretty much it.
I'm trying to finish watching some of the anime, so I'm gonna get. So, by the time I watch, I hope there's like more episodes than just three.
Yeah.
Well, no, because the last three episodes were is basically
the PlayStation era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is it you think it's gonna be like 12 episodes or just? Oh, wait, is it gonna be a 12 episodes?
Just watch it.
Yeah.
No, I am. But like, do
just watch it and then wait until March because officially Netflix is gonna have the last three OVAs.
Oh, okay.
In March.
I watched them.
In that case, I'm gonna wait then.
Yeah. Just binge watch it.
Just
watch.
Yeah.
It's not that long.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay. No, the thing is like they're gonna show it in Japan first, and then after they show the last three episodes in Japan, then Netflix is gonna show it the day after.
You know, it's funny. I actually ended it when we hit the PlayStation because I felt, hey, I'm happy. I'm satisfied. Okay. Because everything after PlayStation, I'm actually in the realm of currently.
Right.
So it doesn't feel like I need to finish the series.
Yeah.
Because if you stop at where the Sega Saturn and the PlayStation is,
mm-hmm.
that's where my childhood ended, pretty much.
Right.
When you got that, that's where high school began.
Oh. Yeah,
Questioning my sexuality kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Am I a PlayStation or Saturn kind of guy?
Yeah.
Do I like girls or guys, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that time, yeah.
Oh, okay. Also, the reveal trailer for... Julia, I think that was your character, right?
I thought it was JC. I was playing
the same character. Julia, yeah, no, they haven't showed anything.
No, they have.
Oh, it's Tekken, yeah.
Oh, Tekken?
Yeah.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah, they're okay. Julia and Negan. And they did like a little special movie where Negan was talking to her.
Oh, no, that's the old one.
That's old.
Yeah, the new one is...
No, this is the new one that just came out.
No, they had a new one. I forgot who.
For Soul Calibur.
It was Soul Calibur.
No, okay, I saw that one already.
Yeah.
It was, okay, there's supposed to be, was it four slots? They,
yeah.
Julian and Negan were already introduced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I forgot who the new one is. I just heard about it. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm not a Tekken player anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. No, but yeah, but they had Harada there, and it's like, how do you make them wait or whatever, and Harada goes, yes, don't worry, we'll get you soon.
Give him time.
If you haven't seen it, watch it. It has both Julia and Negan in one video, and just stay tuned for the ending.
Yeah.
No, just on the end of the video, you see him like like you see Carl on his knees. It's just funny.
Yeah, but Tekken's an in-depth game. You can't rush it.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right then. We're gonna take a short little break and then we'll be right back.
After these. No.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. ABC. The USA train.